an easy religion, popular. We are told that the people of these countries will be pleased with our discourses if we dwell on the love of Jesus. Of this, they never tire. But we are in danger of losing our congregations if we dwell on the sterner questions of duty and the law of God. There is a spurious experience prevailing everywhere. Many are continually saying, "All that we have to do is to believe in Christ." They claim that faith is all we need. In its fullest sense, this is true, but they do not take it in the fullest sense. To believe in Jesus is to take Him as our Redeemer and our pattern. If we abide in Him and He abides in us, we are partakers of His divine nature and are doers of His word. The love of Jesus in the heart will lead to obedience to all His commandments. But the love that goes no farther than the lips is a delusion. It will not save any soul. Many reject the truths of the Bible while they profess great love for Jesus. But the Apostle John declares, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." While Jesus has done all in the way of merit, we ourselves have something to do in the way of complying with the conditions. "If ye love me," said our Savior, "keep my commandments."